Blog Talk Radio. yes. Well, we're back again. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again, my brothers and sisters. The blessed new moon, the blessed Rosh Kodesh to you all. We're back again, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I thank you all for listening. We're back again. Yes, we're back again, my brothers and sisters. For another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, indeed, to the Most High, for this opportunity to be back with you. Yes, this opportunity to be back with you here again. Honor, unto the honor of the Most High, back with you here again. Yes, to speak these precious words, these very precious words, precious and rare words, the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He told me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends. There's some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance under this cause, my brothers and sisters. And for this promise, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, He has told me directly that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. We men have done some of everything they could. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. That despite all the efforts of mankind, yes, my brothers and sisters, all the efforts of mankind, to blind the peoples of the world, to hold them in snares, that they do not discern the obstacles. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, all the divisions we see in this world, my brothers and sisters, they're not the result of faith in Yah. The Most High has a plan that for all the devices of man that have been used through the course of time to continually exploit and hold people in bondage, He has a plan to set, my brothers and sisters, those who are willing, showing the utmost faith, utmost humility, and the utmost diligence. He has a plan, my brothers and sisters, by which He will surely set these called and faithful ones free. Here, my brothers and sisters, of late, well, on the long last show, I would even go as far as to say, we began to approach and look at the scriptures in John 17 with regard to what the Messiah prayed just before going up upon the stake. What He prayed to the Father for, the Father's will be done. He prayed, my brothers and sisters, that the world with Him and the Father, with the Father, be one. Many are aware of what has been called the Lord's Prayer. But how many of my brothers and sisters understand the synonymity of the prayer recorded? It's called the Lord's Prayer. The book of Matthew. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the parallels between that prayer? Yes, my brothers and sisters, the parallels between that prayer and what we find at John chapter 17. Matthew 6:10. In the midst of what is called, as many will call the Lord's Prayer, we find the verse, Our Father. How about Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy be thy name. but discern the oneness of his name. Here at 6:10 of Matthew, we hear the verse, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What else, my brothers and sisters, is this but a prayer and petition that all the people of Yah, people who would be true to his name, or who seek diligently, faithfully, worthily, the purity of his truth, should in fact, my brothers and sisters, be getting to be made one. Same context, my brothers and sisters, in both. On last evening, we went rather graphically into John 17. Perhaps there's a need to go back and look through a bit more of what was said in that prayer. But it is a profound one, my brothers and sisters. Again and again, Messiah reiterated the hope, the prayer, the petition. Now, I dare say, my brothers and sisters, all should pray the same. What did he say? John 17:9, concerning this petition. He said, "I make no request for the worldly. But he said, ultimately, for those whom the Most High has given him, who would accept his word. If all accepted the word of one, if all were his disciples, from thee, my brothers and sisters, we would, in all things, discern what is ultimate priority, that we indeed should be one." I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. One understanding. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. In the name of the Most High, we should all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. One understanding. Romans 15:4. All that is written of old is written for our learning, that we through our mutual learning, how about our mutual devotion, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures, perseverance in the scriptures, should have, my brothers and sisters, how about one hope, like-minded, even bringing all the nations, keep reading, from the 15th chapter out to the 15th, 18th verses, bringing all the nations, my brothers and sisters, to full obedience in word and deed. What else, my brothers and sisters, is this but a declaration that the faith of the Most High is unto all? I say it again, my brothers and sisters, unto all, coming ultimately from mind, heart, and conscience, devotion and allegiance, understanding, reasoning, truth of the will of one. He said at 17:21, petitioning for his people. He said in his petition to his Father, that he made request for all who would believe, who would believe his word. A petition for all that they might believe. A petition for all who would believe. And those he sent forth after his Holy Spirit, and the gift of his Spirit. The knowledge of an exceeding testimony, my brothers and sisters, after the gift, the word, is from above. The true gospel, my brothers and sisters. For as the true gospel is not of this world, so also, my brothers and sisters, the faith in Yah himself alone is a standard that is not of the very worldliness of this world. I say worldliness, remember what Messiah said, "I make no request for the world." He's really saying, "I make no request for those who had maintained the divisiveness, the multitude of diverse allegiances, the partial and perverse standards, but have been a blinder and an obstacle to mankind. This world is divided, my brothers and sisters, due to its blindness. My people destroyed, divided, contentious, unreasoning, oftentimes unwilling to reason, blocks in the mind for lack of knowledge. Well, Most High's petition then, my brothers and sisters, which must have been for the removal of every obstacle. I said his petition, my brothers and sisters, must have been. When he said that the crooked places be made straight. Low places exalted. In other words, whatever pit made plain and straight. Every high obstacle be made low. He said his people in Isaiah 42. He said he would lead his people who have been blind by a way that they have known not. You must discern, my brothers and sisters, what has been the obstacle against perceiving the greater light. He spoke concerning his people and said that they all may be one. Talking about John 17:21. That they all may be one, just as he said, as thou, my Father, art with me, and I with thee, that they, my brothers and sisters, those who would believe, those who would send forth this word, may be one. Again, all that would send forth this word must be one, even one in the will of the Father and his Son. What does the scripture say? Go forth and teach all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. The Son comes to preach the word of his Father, Yah. The reasoning of his Father, Yah. The righteousness, according to what is divinely required, according to the will of his Father, Yah. He said, if all then, my brothers and sisters, are true to that one will. In this will, there should be oneness. There should be life. There should be peace. They all may be one, just as thou, my Father, art with me, and I am with thee, that they may be one with us. So the world may believe without that thou didst send me. All my brothers and sisters, that is a much more powerful statement than appears on the surface. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, that did not believe that Yeshua was the promised one. Did you hear me? Many, my brothers and sisters, to this day, have not believed because they have not discerned what he comes to do, what he came to do 2,000 years ago. And my brothers and sisters, what might be shocking to many, many have not discerned what he came to do 2,600 years ago. I know a lot of people, as soon as they hear that, that sounds like such an obtuse statement. And hardly would some, my brothers and sisters, hearing it, believe that I spoke at all true to what's written in the scriptures. But I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 11, the 11th chapter, 10th through 11th verse, speaks of Messiah coming in the last days a second time to deliver his people, even as he had before. And out of the tribe of Judah, my brothers and sisters, this is not Moshe he's speaking about. Out of the tribe of Judah, Moshe was a Levite. And it lists the nations from whence he delivered his people before. And my brothers and sisters, Egypt is just one among many. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the tribes of Israel were multiplied in Egypt, but later, my brothers and sisters, were his people, were the people of the Most High, scattered in the Assyrian captivity. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In the Assyrian captivity, under Shalmaneser, they were scattered into the lands of the Medes and the Persians. Something to think about there. We look further, we find about the Babylonian captivity. Many taken into Babylon. Some before Ezra was taken into Babylon. Many brothers and sisters taken to the east, many scattered to the south. What about those of brothers and sisters of the northern kingdom who are scattered to the north? Various times of captivity, various times of split and contentions among the people of Israel. Now, brothers and sisters, the scripture speaks to one. When the Most High gave all the kingdoms of the earth. And quite frankly, the prophecies concerning him reverberate not only 2,600 years ago, my brothers and sisters, but as an eternal heirship. Most have not discerned where immediately he comes a second time to deliver his people from Babylon. Talked many times on the show about how Messiah comes. He says the first time to deliver his people from a Babylon east and in the latter days from a Babylon west. To understand this, a good look at the Dead Sea Scrolls and discern how Isaiah 24, 10 through 16 is translated. It says in the last days the righteous one comes from the west and the people of the east will rejoice. Isaiah 59, which is reiterated in Romans 11, 25 through 27, saying that it is latter day prophecy, relates, my brothers and sisters, that so that Sharia learn to respect and honor the name of the Most High. How about the fullness of his testimony and the coming of a righteous one who appears, my brothers and sisters, from the west? Why don't they teach you about these things? The secret city prophecies about the city to the west. It says the sun should come trembling from the west. Read Hosea 11:5-12, particularly around that 10th verse, and understand. Why did I tell you these things? My brothers and sisters, the scriptures relate again and again from Messiah. The Most High to establish his kingdom on earth. It is imperative that every foolish standard among the nations must be exposed, that under his wisdom, under his command, every knee should bow and every tongue should swear allegiance. Who, my brothers and sisters, will discern this in so many ways that will decide who are the righteous and who are the wicked, who has or would serve Yah, and who would serve him not. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The petition of the kingdom of Yah should come is a petition that all the nations be subjugated under the will of one. Kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is the promise that that kingdom shall be established above all the nations. Can the rulers make this prayer? If they can't make this prayer, my brothers and sisters, they're not of the faith. And the scripture says, well, like I said, the pagans use the same word for law, whether divine law or the misrule of their leaders, and all these varied hypocrisies of their ideals. Polytheism, my brothers and sisters, idea about many diverse concepts of deity, is not the faith, my brothers and sisters, it is Babylon. Many different representations, supposed representations, contentious. It's not a faith in Yah and Yah alone. It is double-minded Babylon, my brothers and sisters. It's not salvation. It's not peace. It's not the oneness of a people. It is damnation. It is division, my brothers and sisters. The Most High did not pray that men, his people, should be divided. In fact, he petitioned that his people should receive the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Purity and completion offering one choice. That his people all be taught the same truth, even the fullness of all that is divinely required. That there be no division, and that all should speak as one. So all should believe and be devoted as one. Messiah was then praying, my brothers and sisters. We say, I make no request for the world. I make no request for those who preserve the diverse standards of this world. He was saying then, my brothers and sisters, He makes no request for those who would keep his people in bondage to partial or polluted standards, the result of the fall. What do you think it means? With Numbers, my brothers and sisters, 24:14-17-19. Says Messiah must come to expose and destroy. Whoever it is that will preserve, that's what it should be translated in, the ways of a, let's just say, wicked and lawless city. Prophets spoke of that city. And again, scriptures relate about how all the various misruling precepts of the whole world would be drawn to that city, the Messiah, from one place might reprove and rebuke them all, even the whole world. Wherever unrighteousness is dwelt, believe me, my brothers and sisters, where it is the people from all ideals, creeds, perceptions are drawn, so are they, my brothers and sisters, would cater to the stagnation of their conscience. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the salvation of man is a raising of conscience beyond all the misconceits, the pretentious exploitations that seem wise. In a deceived rather than a perceptive world. It's amazing to me that though, I want you to think about this. Most have said that he is Rishon Achron, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. What else does this mean, my brothers and sisters, but that he is the only judge? What he has declared from the beginning is the eventuality. He then alone is Savior. Only what is founded upon his word can ever be the peace for mankind. He said he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the one. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who are discerned. For the consecration of the saints demands that all seek the pure, perfect will of the one for purity and completion, offers one choice. But those who would call upon his name after the ideals of their own hearts, short-sightedness, thinking that they are saved, thinking that they are one with Yah, after their own vanities. I have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, what do such as these consider faith? Man is not justified by what seems wise in his own heart, but what he is willing to receive. In his willingness to receive, the fullness of all the Most High declared, for faith is not after the mere hearing of men. Faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High. Isaiah said, "Our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice?" Many heard the voice of a prophet. And how many of my brothers and sisters heard the authority of the Father behind his words? It's those who hear, my brothers and sisters, more than just what is said, but why? For those, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High should call faithful and steadfast. It's time we understand the truth. So I prayed that all called unto his name. How about calling to his covenant? His name, my brothers and sisters, is what signs and seals and confirms his covenant. He has not signed, he has not confirmed. He did not say he would uphold anyone's word but his own. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, peace of mankind, unanimity of mankind, steadfastness and strength of a people is not after the diverse standards of many, but the righteous will of the Most High declared from the beginning, the will of one. The scripture says, they await for him shall renew their strength. What it's actually saying, my brothers and sisters, those who realize that his appearing shall prove foolish the wisdom of those that men have been taught to call wise. He said he would make the king dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, after the absolution of his word. Shall the rulers who have fashioned themselves as kings and gods be exposed? It's time we really understand, my brothers. We might well make this plain, because I talked about this a little earlier. The adversary told man in the garden that if man would sin, he would not surely die. The idea about death relates, my brothers and sisters, to departure from him who is life. And the name of the Most High means life. Man sinned. Men turned against the will of the Most High. How shall he, turned away from the Most High, have eternal life? Eternal life has no contradictions in it. Faith in the Most High has no contradictions in it. The gospel from on high has no contradictions in it. Man was told that if he sinned, they translated it kind of poorly. Adversary said he would be like gods. Like a god, if you will. A word for God and a word for king. Many times the scriptures is used as the same. A judge, a king. Did they tell you what the translation should have actually read? Man was told that turning against the will of the Most High, could dictate good and evil. No good and evil. The Hebrew word, yada. Man was tricked, being twisted in his curiosity after the ways of sin, on the confusion of his soul, and then believing that he could still dictate what is good, what is whole, and what is complete after his own mind, versus what is impure after the vanities of his own mind. Man was tricked out of paradise. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we discern that there's a need to come again to discretion? All those who would turn against the will of the Most High and say they have a right to be kings, judges, gods over the people, must awaken to discern that earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And he will redeem, my brothers and sisters, this world unto himself. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who seek this. Messiah, when he prayed, my brothers and sisters, that all should be one. All who call upon his name must pray for the same. And all of you, my brothers and sisters, all should be one. Is that the misconceits and the false rulers of this world must be exposed. He said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. How about, my brothers and sisters, expose and destroy those who pronounce lawless, deceitful standards, to blind, deceive, and comfort the people in their vanities, that they be damned, divided, and not saved. That's the word damned even means. Most I didn't say you preserve the obstacle, my brothers and sisters. He didn't say preserve what resists righteousness. Blessed are they who discern the need, my brothers and sisters, the absolute need. And the love of the Most High to seek to become that with which he is pleased. To my brothers and sisters, that they should all come to seek that with which the Most High is pleased. The soul of a man, redeemed, might survive. Yes, my brothers and sisters, survive the coming judgment. The day is the Most High has proclaimed wrath upon all that has been a misexample to his people. or will continue to be a misexample to his people. Like I said, what the Savior prayed for should be a common petition, the mutual zeal and devotion of all who would adore and hope in his name. What it says in Matthew 1:21, he should deliver his people from their sins. How about deliver his people from all those who misrule them? All who misguide the people to trust in what before the Most High is counted irrationality. Let his people, my brothers and sisters, might discern beyond the partiality and hypocrisy of those who never had a desire that you ever discern the whole truth. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern what Most High prayed for when he said, come, let us reason together. And we reason with him, for his word, like a sharp two-edged sword, shall discern between the righteous and the wicked, between those who inherited the land and those who will not. It's time to understand the truth. He prayed that his people be free. He said he prayed that they be one. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. 2,600 years ago, there was one who, because the Most High gave the kingdoms of the earth to him, he was able to command amongst all the nations that the people of Yah who desired to return home should be free. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He petitioned that all who would return home to Jerusalem, unto a city that the Most High consecrated unto peace, one standard, should be made free. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if we were all his disciples, we would be free to discern the truth beyond all those, my brothers and sisters, who have hid, sisters who have hid the truth from humanity. He prayed, my brothers and sisters, that all should receive the word from on high. What did he say? The Spirit of Yah is upon me. The Spirit from on high is upon me. Preach good tidings, the whole gospel, the word from on high to the meek, to release the captives, release his people from all those of the nations who would keep them blind. Who, my brothers and sisters, will not understand the truth of the gospel? It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, this is a word the rulers can never teach. And it was prophesied in advance in the fullness of its context, they never would. He prayed all who are called unto his name to see the truth, my brothers and sisters, of the everlasting word from above, beyond all the veils that all the rulers have been, beyond the veils of all those who make themselves kings over the people by denying the will of the Most High. Devils, my brothers and sisters, tools and instruments of perdition who would deny the will of Yah, keep men's iniquities, inequities, injustices, keep them blind to them. The men begin to prefer unrighteousness, despise reproof. Scripture says those who believe the lie, the pretense, preferring unrighteousness and having not a great love of the truth. Did not say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters. For the first command is we must love Yah. How about love his truth and seek his truth with all our minds, heart, soul, and might? For the good of one another, that we all might be what? One. This is the Shema. My brothers and sisters, a word of truth that cannot be denied. It is the covenant of the Most High. It is the mutual prayer of all those who would be his people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern. Messiah, what the Messiah really prayed for, and should be the prayer of all who believe in him. For whoever has no desire, the people of Yah should see beyond all the varied misrulingships of this world. All who have no desire for this plan, he said he made no petition for. He said if his people are scattered after the various provocations of the nations, Jacob, James, first chapter, they're scattered among the various contentious provocations of the nations, hey, obviously without a covenant with Yah. How can there be a multitude of different covenants with the one Most High? After the constraints of men? Absolutely not. He said, we're scattered among these provocations. We must realize that faith, perseverance in the Most High demands we still seek a pure, perfect work, completely all the Most High requires. Beyond the rulers, that's the conversion of mankind. He said, if we're double-minded in any way, let us not think we receive anything from Yah. If anyone seeks to maintain any faulty foundation, not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, that is double-mindedness. That is hypocrisy. He didn't say that if we swore by his name unto any after any man's vanity, what does not appease, fully appease the Most High, he did not say, my brothers and sisters, that such a one would ever be counted blameless. My brothers and sisters, we move beyond the state of blame. When, as Messiah said, whatever my father asked, basically what he said, I do it. I always do what pleases him. Go further, my brothers and sisters, and understand this truth. Over and over again, the prophet speaks to Messiah. Scripture calls him a faithful one who will perform all that is divine pleasure, will bring all the Most High desires to being. My brothers and sisters, to say, thy kingdom come. Sovereignty. Be realized and reverence that his will be done. It means that all my brothers and sisters who would pray for the kingdom of Yah must pray also that every divisive institution of man, national, political, social, religious, 45,000 denominations, not the faith of Yah. Some people say as many as 280 nations, not the faith of Yah. My brothers and sisters, we must pray likewise beyond all the hypocritical contentions of man. He said, if we're double-minded, we won't receive anything from Yah. Shall we ask for the Holy Spirit, ask truly for the pure and perfect testimony of the Most High, if we seek to preserve? Shall we preserve any form of unrighteousness, any form of partiality, any form of pollution? Shall we ask that we be justified after what could never please the Most High? Scripture says Messiah will come to expose all the priests. You need to read Malachi 2nd going in the 3rd chapter. He would expose all the priests, wherever they've been partial in the law, wherever they did not teach his law, wherever they compelled men, after something other than his covenant, to be treacherous, one man, each man against his brother. Wherever men have told men that they were righteous or pleasing and acceptable unto the Most High, after each man after his own evil ways. He said he would expose all this and restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. He said he'd purge out, purge the sons of iniquity, the sons of Levi. Well, the priest, my brothers and sisters, is the one who left the people blind, that they should walk in their unrighteousness. The priest is the one, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes seeking to fatally flatter the people, that they might have dominion over them. Most High said he's going to destroy out of the temple the men who do this. You need to understand the reality. A lot of your pastors are talking about selling you a ticket to heaven. And my brothers and sisters, all they're really giving you, all they're really offering you, is a wolf ticket to hell. You need to understand, many are the ways of seeing right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Few are they that find the path that leads to life. As broad is the road that leads to destruction. We were warned against hearkening to false prophets. We will never tell you the whole word of the Most High, that they lead you astray, that you can never be for the Most High made whole. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Many pray for peace. They should also pray to fully discern how peace shall come, that in all things of faith, Yah will be done. I talk to oftentimes on this show about what I call the Secret City Prophecies. My website, www.hiddengospel.com, is an article there called the Secret City Prophecies. They are mandatory understanding and devotion for all who would ever be made one. There's an article there, my brothers and sisters, called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Mandatory understanding for all they who will be made one with all the saints through the course of ages. He said we must all if we are to be consecrated as one with the saints, comprehend as one, height, depth, and breadth, realizing one Lord, one faith, one baptism. How about one controlling body of knowledge? That we all, my brothers and sisters, might come to the unity of faith beyond all the rulers and the debates and doubts that cause men to contend, even unto the full measure and stature of covenant with Messiah himself, not alienated as other nations. Please read the third and fourth chapters of the book of Ephesians and understand. It's time we understand Messiah prayed indeed the Shema, the hope of peace, through the one name, the authority of one. All must pray the same prayer, or simply, my brothers and sisters, they're not of this faith. How could the rulers, desires of the people be divided after a multitude of differing ideals, never seeking the whole truth? How could they be of faith at all? The scripture says the law is not of faith. It means the misrule of man is not wrought of faith in Yah. For if these did truly believe the Most High, they would know that the result, as the scripture says in 1 Corinthians, of destroying or perverting or profaning, defiling the temple, the word of the Most High. He said, whoever would do this, Yah would destroy. But these, my brothers and sisters, they made a deal with devils. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? They made deals with devils. If they believe, they know exactly where they're going. And my brothers and sisters, if they haven't believed, you need to understand right off the top, they haven't discerned the truth of the gospel because they were not faithful. And they had no right to enslave any man, and they had no authority from Yah. If faith truly had been after faith in the Most High, true to the gospel, true to the grace of the Most High, the truth that I'm speaking to you, my brothers and sisters, they would have known, and they would also have preached that they have not proves of what spirit they are. The scripture says the Messiah shall prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. It means he shall prove their words having been deceptive. Non-perceptive, my brothers and sisters. Deceitful, not sufficient. Think about it, in all the churches, what they tell you is that the word they preach to you is enough for you to be saved. My brothers and sisters, how can someone who hides the truth from you be anything else but a snare to you? If you're subject to anyone, my brothers and sisters, who won't tell you the whole truth, it is bondage. Many trusting a multitude of partial standards, not discerning that to confess the name of the Most High means you have to seek the whole truth. And my brothers and sisters compel many to believe that partial and polluted standards could be under peace. And such a thing, my brothers and sisters, could never be. Everyone satisfied with a little bit of knowledge has been a destructive and dangerous thing. It's time we seek the whole truth, for the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bringing all things to remembrance. Even the truth, my brothers and sisters, that this generation and this age neither presents nor could it see. For the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, brings to remembrance what the Most High told the saints of old through his prophets. Messiah comes to bring the restitution, remembrance of all things, according to all that the Most High spoke with the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to that everlasting testimony at the mouth of that prophet, his testimony, will said be cut off from among the people. Not yet prepared and unwilling, my brothers and sisters, to walk after the way of peace. Blessed are they will understand this, will ask the Most High that they discern what they have not discerned. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to discern the truth. Like I said, the prayer, all be one. The prayer that men all be released from bondage and captivity. Those, my brothers and sisters, who hide and deny and pervert the truth. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, 19 religions. My brothers and sisters, only one path is that of the first and the last. 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions, 280 nations, none of them today are of it. Scripture says in the last days, Messiah, Psalm 14, Psalm 53, looked upon men and saw there was none who discerned how much they needed to seek Yah. So none does good, no, not one. Messiah comes to reveal again righteousness. Read Isaiah 56. That men in his Shabbat should seek all his will. My brothers and sisters, that his house of a people converted should be a house of prayer for all peoples. My brothers and sisters, that means that all must be converted beyond all the misrule of all the nations. If men are to be found wise, true, righteous, deserving of the name of the Holy One. He didn't say he would sanction or certify, confirm or seal anyone or anything else. He didn't say you were welcome if you would add or take away anything. He didn't say you were welcome if you were not diligent to keep, seek, guard, maintain, and defend his commandments. Read Revelation 22 and understand, brothers and sisters, why Messiah reiterated, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one who reveals, my brothers and sisters, the exceeding light that proves so much what this world called light to only be darkness. Who reveals the light the world has sought to obscure. One who comes suddenly, my brothers and sisters, like the rising of the sun. Unexpectedly, like the rising of the sun, my brothers and sisters. To show indeed to a world a superior way of light and life. Beyond all that has seemed light in the darkness. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Time we understand there's only one gospel. If any man preach any other, as if it were the pure word from on high, complete and total word from on high, he said, let him be accursed. That means if anyone does not seek the whole word, let him be accursed. Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly, who desire less than all that is necessary that my people be one. It's time we understand. Only way we would call it the children of faith, my brothers and sisters, by exceeding the elementary principles of the world. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, we need to really closely examine what it meant when it said, now that faith has come, now that faith has appeared. Now the promised one who restores faith beyond all the misconceits of the rulers has come. That's what was said 2,000 years ago. So we no longer have any more need of those schoolmasters. Well, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes and proves obsolete, even vain, every faulty standard of the rulers. And quite frankly, if the rulers didn't tell you to expect the day of their obsolescence or being proven foolish, they didn't preach you the gospel. I repeat, they did not preach to you the gospel. Revelation 16:12-21 talks about the one before whom the rivers would be dried up. The men prepared for a greater king. They will expose all the misrule of all the rulers. And all the various social coalescences and orientations of the nations should fall. All, my brothers and sisters, should seek the will of one. You need to read Isaiah 44:20-45:6. And understand who that's talking about. Scripture calls him a Messiah, calls him a shepherd. Says that he is the one who will build a city of peace for the Most High. In fact, the scriptures say in Isaiah 59, he is the one who will establish a covenant with the Most High forevermore. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, who Yeshua said he is, when he said he's the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star, you really need to look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Forgotten Expectation, to discern what the scripture says, that man is a transgressor until he remembers. Please read Isaiah 46:8-13 and understand, for all can only be transgressors while this truth to them is not known. Most High told me the words that I'm speaking to you now are very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul who will believe. He told me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. Who will believe? My brothers and sisters, the power to believe, rationalize, and understand is a gift from Yah, and blessed are those who hold steadfast to the gift. So I pray that all who call upon his name be awakened beyond every pretense, beyond all that seems right after the deceits, presumptuous worldliness, a divided world. As men, indeed, my brothers and sisters, like I said, be made free. We pray that all come to discern beyond the indiscriminate pride of those who would rather believe a lie than believe they've been deceived. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, shall men pray otherwise? Shall men pray that other kingdoms have dominion in this world? Other kings have dominion in this world? Other standards have dominion in this world? Shall men pray such a thing, my brothers and sisters, and still be found true unto the one Most High? Messiah said, I make no petition, no prayer, no petition for those, no request for those who would preserve any of the unrighteous worldly standards that have divided this world. Please understand. He prayed that none of these damning cages anymore exist. Please understand what he meant when he said, I make no request for the world. I make no request for those who preserve those things which in the, of this world divide men against the will of Yah. You didn't make any petition for anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would seek sovereignty, call themselves wise after any other, any other king, any other rule, any other commandment, any other covenant. Why should he? To uphold another would not be peace. And only offering the Most High would accept of this world is peace. How is it then that men have not diligently sought enough concerning the scriptures to discern all that is foreordained, necessary to manifest this absolution? How is it that men have not understood, my brothers and sisters, there's a need? If they, the Messiah petitioned, I said again, petition that all should be one. How is it that men have not sought? All the scriptures have said that men be one. I tell you one reason. They've been taught this damning rapture doctrine. My brothers and sisters led and kept blind, unable to perceive their inequities, their multitudes of unrighteousnesses. Think about it. The Roman Empire sanctioned all the various kings of the world and all the various ideals of all the nations wherever they sought dominion. Mass hypocrisy, never about absolution, never about a solution, never about the truth. Keeping men's unrighteous allegiances, sins, fallen conscience, a thing to which they were blind, still blind. My brothers and sisters, men not knowing what to repent of has no hope of redemption. Man must agree with the Most High, both with regard to what is sin and what is righteousness, if man is to be forgiven. But my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, man was granted this knowledge. But in turning away from it, my brothers and sisters, dare men say that the more rebellious they are, the more the Most High should still yet guide them? Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you will keep my commandments. How about seek to preserve the measure of his conscience as revealed in the world? He said, then he revealed himself. He did not say he revealed himself to the rebellious. One scripture in the book of Hebrews in the 12th chapter says we must hearken the Most High as we fail or fall short of the grace of Yah. How about, my brothers and sisters, lest we be counted unworthy of the favor necessary to discern the truth, that we might discern, my brothers and sisters, indeed, how to be converted, how to repent. My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand not to seek to what Messiah petitioned for. Is to fall short of, my brothers and sisters, what it is to be true to his faith. He really, in effect, says to all false rulers no more. All false rule of those who preside on high over men is no more. Don't let anybody trick you against seeking to discern all that's contained in the law and the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. It means you chose to, in many respects, many actually choose to remain. When granted the knowledge of the truth, they choose to reject it. They choose to remain. They exploit it. Slaves of men. but they refuse to believe that all this time that not only my brothers and sisters of the world, but they too have been deceived. My brothers and sisters, you're deceived if you trust in anything or any institution that keeps you from perceiving the greater truth. For every lie man believes is an obstacle against the greater truths. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Whoever does not pray for whatever and all that is necessary, that all things, all creation, be made one with Yah, invites upon himself the spirit of evil. Hey, my brothers and sisters, and indeed invites upon himself the wrath of Yah. The multitude of wicked, lawless rulers and misallegiances of this earth, my brothers and sisters, simply stated, and that they stood against. It's obvious that they have, or this world wouldn't be divided. Stood against the going forth of the pure, perfect word of one. And my brothers and sisters, those who stood against your discerning the word that would set you free beyond misruling entities, they were not of faith. They were not about your salvation. They're about keeping you in bondage and captivity. If faith beyond the rulers sets you free, and he said your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Your faith must exceed that of the rulers who will deny you the knowledge of the law and the prophets. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of God, kingdom of Yah. What is it saying, my brothers and sisters, but that salvation is by faith in the exceeding word the Most High reveals? Again, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not seek the fullness of this truth and invites upon himself a spirit of evil for seeking to deceive others or seeking to be called wise without devotion to the truth. Using a spirit of deception, my brothers and sisters, leaves one subject to the mass deceiver. Messiah, I pray that men be delivered from all the camps. All the camps out here. My brothers and sisters, none of these camps that would deny you the truth that I'm speaking to you concerning right now, none of these are viable unto the Most High. Most High is going to do everything that he said he would do to deny any part of what he promised. Brothers and sisters, to deny him. He said those who would do this, not seeking to be complete unto all good works, before he denies himself, he will deny those who deny him. So you must seek to be complete unto all good works. How about complete unto all that complete in the knowledge of and the desire for all that he faithfully declared he would bring to bear, that you declare that testimony and nothing else. This rapture doctrine, I talked about that a little earlier. My brothers and sisters, it does not demand of men to realize the Most High has a covenant only with those who call upon his name in truth. These people say they call upon, and some of every denomination believe they're all going to be raptured up as if they, as a people, as they, if they be called a people made one. After all, a multitude of different denominations? Absolutely not. Brothers and sisters, people after a multitude of different denominations have not sworn faithfully to the will of one, but that is, in fact, double mindedness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, you can't serve two masters. If men fall under the misadministration of those who will not tell the whole truth, it's not the will of Yah that they have fallen after, but the will of man. He says that those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, not after the will of man. In other words, no longer in bondage to the misconceits of man. Gave them power, strength, discretion to see beyond every fallen, impure, imperfect standard. Gave them strength, discretion, greater knowledge to see beyond all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, who are blind to the masses, that you might be redeemed, the sons of one king, ultimately even Yah. Like I said, many claim to be under the grace, spirit, testimony, will, and guidance of Yah. If we were all his disciples, we would be one. We would know the truth that would set us free from all those who hide it. We'd all know to believe the truth. My brothers and sisters, that we not be blinded by anyone who would confuse. But my brothers and sisters, it's kind of obvious. All these multitude of different ideas must be not be the way of faith, must be confusion, and then must be Babylon. Whatever people call themselves makes no difference. They may call themselves Orthodox, Hasidic, Ultra-Orthodox, Reform. Oh, my brothers and sisters, all forms of Judaism. They may call themselves, some say, Christian. I got news for you. Some might be shocked to find out that a lot of pagans call themselves Christians long before Messiah 2,000 years ago was the title used under the worship of pagan God. They're called Christos. You need to understand what the deal is. Website, hiddengospel.com. Early church origin, mutual expectation explains where the origin of this term Christianity came as a perversion against what the Most High said his people should be called, all having faith in the appearing of a righteous one called the Kurdi, one who comes like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, reveal the exceeding light the world would obscure, to prove so much what the world called light to be darkness, that men might again indeed see the way. Yeshua comes to destroy the lawlessness, my brothers and sisters. Lawless deceits, not lawful ideas of the nation. In fact, he exposes all those, my brothers and sisters, who keep men under the lawless deceptions of the rulers. That all might seek him, all the nations might seek him and wait. No longer presuming, seeking, and no longer presuming his law. That all shall wait for his law, his justice. It is foreordained. That to do so, Most High must subdue all nations unto him. Whoever has not this ultimate desire has no salvation, and has not, my brothers and sisters, the mutually commanded love of Yah. What the scripture says, our weapons are not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, casting down strongholds and false imaginations, and bringing every thought to the obedience of the Spirit of Messiah, Spirit of Yah. Our brothers and sisters, this should be the utmost desire for the hope of peace for everyone who says they believe. If not, brothers and sisters, men have been far from the faith. My petition, Messiah says, there should be one common mutual desire, devotion. Beyond every snare, I said beyond every snare, every misallegiance, every form of unrighteousness, that the Most High can lead his people to see beyond all this blindness. They all might see the glory of what is honorable before Yah. That is the faith. Or shall men believe? I know I remember telling somebody one time, say, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders. The first thing he's asked is, how can this be? You think Most High can't reveal to you what others would not? He sends prophets also to speak what others would not. You think him who has ears and a mouth, a brother and sisters and eyes, you think he cannot see, not hear? You think he cannot speak? A brother and sister, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach. Yes, indeed, my brother and sister, the Holy Spirit does speak. Blessed are they who will hear the voice, the testimony of Yah, and will believe that indeed, my brother and sisters, they may receive the greater tutelage. And instruction and guidance that is from Yah. Believe me, scripture says that the divisions, the strife of this world is not of faith. Hear me, what it really means. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4, there'll be strife and divisions among us. It's not brother, my brothers and sisters, it says we are, because we are function as carnal, not as spiritual men. After the Spirit, all are guided. After the Spirit is one, all are guided as one. There'll be strife and divisions. Brothers and sisters, there's a truth that men in some way, form, or fashion. Have been blocked in their minds to ignore or not to perceive as fully as is indeed need be, that a people be confirmed steadfast unto one peace. Blessed are they who will understand this. That his people be free as one. All the snares of the deceiver must be destroyed. This is the promise of Yah concerning what from of old was understood to be his plan to humiliate all unrighteousness. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning. Isaiah, in the 25th chapter, talks about when the Messiah comes to declare a word of wisdom to a city. Zephaniah, I need you to look at Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 4, 3 and 6. When he comes to declare a word to a city that has been all the varying confusions of a world, read Isaiah 24:10 through 16. When he comes to warn that city, and they will not listen, Scripture says that city would be destroyed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, at the behest of the Most High himself, that city would be destroyed, to tell the whole world that the day of wrath has come. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, would those who continue to follow after the leaders be able to stand, for the leaders shall be running for cover, saying, "Hide us from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne." From that place that Armageddon-like place, my brothers and sisters, he said to expose all the unrighteousness of the whole world, that men discern that all the standards of this whole world have been foundless. Many preaching words, but not having the understanding, and therefore have not been in all things truly wise. To know what is said, not know why it is said, is to miss the point. It is to err. It is to sin. It is to be beguiled, even robbed in a robber. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will be redeemed. Don't think, my brothers and sisters, just because you've been victimized, it doesn't make you a victimizer. What would pass down from generation to generation a lie, not having discerned beyond the curses of misconceit, my brothers and sisters, participant in the confusion. Again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the one who is forever one, the eternal judge, and also the eternal Redeemer, for there is no other standard by which men might be made true to the purpose for which man was created by his Maker from the beginning. Who will understand it? Who will seek the whole truth? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, those who do. Blessed are they who will discern what the Scripture means when it talks about woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Take bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern the will. Most High said he promised to restore at the hand of one, because he did not promise it would be restored in a world such as this one. Since the falling away after the misrule of the principalities and powers, he didn't say that anybody would restore it but one. He said, once men fell away, once the saints of old were murdered. You need to understand what the Scripture is talking about. We're talking about that great tribulation that immediately followed the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Scripture says, because of this, there will come a great tribulation after the fall of Jerusalem. And after the fall of Jerusalem will come a time of great tribulation, murderous times. Rome did not relinquish murdering and killing until they silenced all who knew the truth and all who would speak it. Revelation 6 speaks the same. You really need to look at an article on my website called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD at hiddengospel.com. White Horse Riders, Messiah, are going forth to teach the gospel, to conquer all the misconceits of the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, declare an absolute word like a rod of iron. For righteousness' sake, my brothers and sisters, going forth to declare peace. Red Horse Riders, the nations of the earth, seeking to preserve all their misorientations, deceitful authority. Take away the gospel of peace, the word from on high. from the earth. Perverting the word, my brothers and sisters, so it's not the word of Yah that men hear. Scripture says men will go to and fro the earth, seeking the word of Yah after that time, and would not find it. Black horse rider with the scales in his hands is speaking of that famine for a word. Pale horse rider, death and hell. If no one has the pure word, my brothers and sisters, shall they live on poison? My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. I wrote a bit of psaltery at the behest and inspiration of the Most High many years ago. Something called Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. Truth mixed with lies is like food fed with poison. There's a spice added in to seduce and destroy men who shout to defend what they call the freedom of an incognizant choice, hearing no man inspired who will stand to speak Yah's voice. You might find that interesting, my brothers. Maybe I need to put this up in the chat. You might want to look at exercise and true monotheist thought. I want to give it a true gander, petitioning the Most High for the discernment of the truths that are in it. Again, my brother says, Messiah prayed that all be made one. Should not all that he prayed for seek the same? Should we not, my brothers and sisters, seek unity with those who, or him who would pray for us, those who would pray for our mutual awakening? My brothers and sisters, Messiah comes that a people be galvanized after the will of one who cannot gather and consecrate themselves. Most High swore that this consecration will come at the will of one who he chose, that he named. Isaiah 49 said he would come forth unto a people that have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Irreverent against the will of Yah, Most High said he knew surely they would lie. Surely they would fall away after perversity. He said before a moment he would defer his anger, offering his people a chance to be refined unto an absolute. Fine like gold and silver unto its purest form. He said to show them the way that they should go, for from the beginning, from the creation, there is he. Saying, oh, that you kept what he commanded from the very beginning. Your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the way to the sea. Read Isaiah 48, 49. It says, no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who would seek just part of his will. No one, no peace to those who would maintain hasty presumptuousness. No peace. No oneness with all the saints. He said those who would not seek the whole testimony should be cut off from among the faithful people. The faithful people are those who seek all divine will. He said, you come forth saying, listen to me, therefore, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High called me from the womb and from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. Said to reveal again, my brothers and sisters, what is honorable and glorious for the Most High. In an acceptable time, my brothers and sisters, is he called. The mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. A word that declares an absolute to discern the difference between those who would serve Yah and those who would serve him not. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, he comes. The people of Yah will be true to him, will be faithful beyond all the nations, beyond all the marks and standards of the beastly, unreasoning nations who refuse to reason as one. His people, my brothers and sisters, might be regathered unto the Most High, the will of one. Yes, the mark of the beast is the various standards of the nations, because the scripture calls the nations those, well, quite frankly, the Hebrew word goy relates, my brothers and sisters, those of the nations who are not reasoned as one, whose sins being like scarlet, bringing forth so much warfare and contention. He said, my brothers and sisters, they could not or would not ever eat of the good of the land. All must be converted, my brothers and sisters, after the fullness of all the Most High revealed by His Spirit, true to all the will of the One. Seeking forth, my brothers and sisters, what is the end of this contentious, confused age? And the only way, my brothers and sisters, to end the confusion that has come as a result of man's falling away is the restoration, seeking the solution the Most High declared from the beginning, which is why the scripture says in Isaiah 42, He will speak to people in the last days. It is an order. It's a mandate. Behold my servant, my elect, whom my soul delights. One who delights, my brothers and sisters, one whose soul delights in the will of Yah. Most High said He's put His spirit, discretion, upon him. Should not fail nor be discouraged. So He set forth justice in the earth and all the nations. It shall not fail to all the nations. Shall wait, seek after. Seek to guard, watch for, and defend. Uphold, stand in allegiance to. The words all mean the same thing. His law. How could Messiah petition for anything else? He said, I made a request for the worldly who would deny the sovereign rule that the Most High has declared. How could Messiah petition against the law and the prophets? Scriptures tell us in 1 Peter, Kepher, 1:10 through 11, that all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah, the testimony of Messiah, even what was foretold and foreordained concerning Messiah since the world began. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern and realize that anything outside that constancy, anything outside that oneness, has been sin. It has been the damnation of human souls. He told His disciples after the Spirit to go forth and teach all things. I have to ask the question, by what have these men been empowered? If in so many ways, even if granted the opportunity to hear and see the truth, they will still stand against it. I can only tell you. I've been on Blog Talk here for a few years now, and I'm yet to see one who is willing to stand up fully for all that's related in the law and the prophets, knowing that these things cannot be denied, must be taught, can in no wise, my brothers and sisters, be dealt with neglectfully. So many of my brothers and sisters are more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones. They've not been concerned with the reconciliation of a people, the salvation and peace of the world. Not of faith, my brothers and sisters. Not of Yah. But selfishly, my brothers and sisters, they deny themselves the possibility of ever being found true to the holy name when they seek to exalt their own. Most High said Messiah will come forth sin from the body of His mother, as the Most High made mention of, even surname him. Isaiah 45 says He's given a title of honor by the Most High. That unto Him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Psalm. My brother says Psalm.
90 seconds.
Wow. 2 seconds left, it appears. Talk about the Most High with say to Him, sit thou at my right hand, till I make all thy enemies thy footstool. Subject to subdue all nations under Him, all kingdoms under Him, where men understand that there's only one pattern for salvation, is what He comes to reveal. It's not the imagination of the nations of men, or the flatteries of false prophets, who will never tell you the whole truth, but that will never tell you the whole truth, that will ever decide anything. Yah declared that what must be the finished work of His Spirit upon the human soul. He will not sanction anything else. He will not rob himself, nor will he rob his people. For to deny, to say that anyone is viable against that perfect truth is to deny the hope of peace that he promised. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters? They be not be found robbers. Blessed are my brothers and sisters who should be found faithful. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? I pray that these words have been a blessing to you. I pray the Most High opens your minds and hearts to understand the strength that is in them. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? In the name of the covenant, remember his ministries unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Check out that website, my brothers and sisters. Support this ministry and discern, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary that we all be true. His servants, unto the help, the aid, the blessing, and the holy name of one another.